यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीबीटी संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। जय श्री रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ षड गोस्वामी प्रभु गण की जय। जय श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। मथुरा द्वारकापुरी धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मैया की जय। मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जय। गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय। भक्त देवी श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। कलयुग पावन श्रीनाम संकीर्तन की जय। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की जय। शिला प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। श्री नरसिम्हा चतुर्दशी महामहोत्सव की जय। प्रहलाद महाराज की जय। नरसिंह देव भगवान की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाया मुधीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतिरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपा कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। नमो पंकज नाभाय नमो पंकज मालिने नमो पंकज नेत्राय नमस्ते पंकजांग्रे। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट नंबर 13 प्लीज रिपीट भोगेन पुण्यं कुशलेन पापं कलेवरं कालजवेन हित्वा कीर्तिं विशुद्धां सुरलोकगीतां विताय मामेष्यसि मुक्तबन्धा भोगेन पुण्यं कुशलेन पापं कलेवरं कालजवेन हित्वा कीर्तिं विशुद्धां सुरलोकगीतां विताय मामेष्यसि मुक्तबन्धा भोगेन पुण्यं कुशलेन पापं कलेवरं कालजवेन हित्वा कीर्तिं विशुद्धां सुरलोकगीतां विताय मामेष्यसि मुक्तबन्धा माताजी Bhogena. By feelings of material happiness. Punyam. Pious activities or their results. Kushalena. By acting piously, devotional service. Devotional service is the best of all pious activities. Papam. All kinds of reactions to impious activities. Kalevaram. The material body. Kalajavena. By the most powerful time factor. Hitva. Giving up. Kirtim. Repetition. Vishuddham. Transcendental or fully purified. Suraloka Gitam. Praised even in the heavenly planets. Vitaya. Spreading all through the universe. Maam. Unto me. Eshyasi. You will come back. Mukta Bandaha. Being liberated from all bondage. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Prahlad, while you are in this material world, you will exhaust all the reactions of pious activity by feeling happiness, and by acting piously, you will neutralize impious activity. Because of the powerful time factor, you will give up your body, but the glories of your activities will be sung in the upper planetary systems. And being fully freed from all bondage, you will return home, back to Godhead. Purport. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Evam Prahaladasyam Shena Sadhana Siddhatvam Nitya Siddhatvam Cha Narada Dvija Gyayam. There are two classes of devotees, the Sadhana Siddha and the Nitya Siddha. Prahlad Maharaj is a mixed Siddha, that is, he is perfect partly because of executing devotional service and partly because of eternal perfection. Thus he is compared to such devotees as Narada. Formerly, Narad Muni was the son of a maid servant, and therefore in his next birth he attained perfection, sadhana siddhi, because of having executed devotional service. Yet he is also a nitya siddha because he never forgets the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word kushalena is very important. One should live in the material world very expertly. The material world is known as the world of duality because one sometimes has to act impiously and sometimes has to act piously. Although one does not want to act impiously, the world is so fashioned that there is always danger. Padam padam yad vipadam. Thus, even when performing devotional service, a devotee has to create many enemies. Prahlad Maharaj himself had experience of this, for even his own father became his enemy. A devotee should expertly manage to think always of the Supreme Lord, so that the reactions of suffering cannot touch him. This is the expert management of papa punya, pious and impious activities. An exalted devotee like Prahlad Maharaj is Jivan Mukta. He is liberated even in this very life in the material body. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum langayate girim et kripatamaham vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नरसिंहदेव भगवान की जय, प्रहलाद महाराज की जय, नरसिंह चतुर्दशी महामहोत्सव की जय। वी वेलकम ऑल डिवोटीज टू आर नरसिंह चतुर्दशी फेस्टिवल एंड एज पार्ट ऑफ प्यूरिफाइंग आवर हार्ट एंड प्रिपेयरिंग आवर कॉन्शियसनेस फॉर ग्लोरिफाइंग द लॉर्ड हु इज गोइंग टू अपियर इन सम टाइम। We'll study Srimad Bhagavatam. We'll hear this pastime of Lord Narasimha Dev and Prahlad Maharaj as described in Srimad Bhagavatam. And today I have taken almost the last verse of this section. You know, like in some novels that I would read earlier, sometimes there is a prologue, in the sense something which is about to come in the climax, something that is given in the beginning, just so that you are attracted and you keep reading. Or movies also sometimes, they show the last, just the last scene, little bit in the beginning, so that you are curious and you watch the whole movie. So, what we have done today is Srimad Bhagavatam, this pastime, Narasimhadev pastime is covered in 10 chapters in 7th canto. There are first 10 chapters of 7th canto is this pastime, about Prahlad Maharaj and Narasimhadev, and Hiranyakashipu of course. And the total comes to 650 pages. So we have just taken almost the last verse, and it's interesting because here Narasimhadev is giving a very important instruction to Prahlad Maharaj, that exhaust your pious activities, perform your duties, rule the world. So it's interesting how Lord Narasimhadev has given this instruction, and to whom he is giving this? To somebody who is only absorbed in pure devotional service. Actually, one of the most important festivals in Krishna consciousness movement is Narasimha Chaturdashi. This is the only festival I've seen where even children are very, of course, children are excited in all festivals, I guess, but Narasimha Chaturdashi, I've seen children also get excited, and especially when they have dramas sometimes, or the fact that the Lord appears from a pillar, it's so dramatic. Even when we are new in Krishna consciousness, one of the things that really attracts us is the Narasimha Arati. Of course, the prasadam is all-time favorite. But Lord Narasimhadev has a special place in the hearts of all ISKCON devotees. So it's important to understand Lord Narasimhadev's instruction also. So basically in this prayer, which we have taken up today, he is talking about leading a life with balance. Now, there are four needs which ISKCON, GBC, Governing Body Commission has also recognized. You know, every devotee, every human being has physical needs. Roti, kapda, makan, rest, exercise, diet, finances. We also have mental needs, a sense of wanting to do something, achieve something. And there are emotional needs, need for love, need to be loved. And then of course, the most important, the spiritual needs. And if you see in today's purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing, the word kushalena, bhogena punyam kushalena papam. So you have to enjoy in this material world and you have to suffer also. Pious and impious activities we perform. But kushalena, Narasimhadev is saying you have to live in this world how? With kushalta. Srila Prabhupada says one should live in material world very expertly, because we land up making enemies even if we don't want to. So then again, in the later on, in the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada again re-emphasizes this point, a devotee should expertly manage to always think of Krishna. So this is very interesting. Sometimes we think, I'll just depend on Krishna. Krishna will take care of it. Krishna is expert, no? Krishna is most expert. So why I have to do anything expertly? Being inspired by Prahlad Maharaj, one may think, I will not do anything. But it's interesting, Lord is telling this to whom? Prahlad. And who is Prahlad? He is a personality who pacified the Lord when he was very angry. Nobody could pacify and Prahlad did it. What a devotee he must be. And to him, the Lord is not saying that, just don't worry, I am there for you. He is saying, you have to expertly manage. And who is Prahlad? He is the one who performed which of the nine activities, he is the best example of which of the nine activities in devotional service? Smaranam. What is Smaranam? Remembrance of Krishna. And we are performing what kind of bhakti? All of us in ISKCON, we perform what is called as Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Bhakti with rules and regulations. And what is the essence of all rules and regulations? Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. Means the essence of all our ISKCON activities is to always remember Krishna. And who is the best example for remembering Krishna? Prahlad Maharaj. He is the Acharya for Smaranam. Parikshit Maharaj is the Acharya for Shravanam. And we give the best example for Dasyam, it is Hanuman, for Sakyam, Arjuna. And for Smaranam, it is Prahlad. He is our hero. And he has offered the best prayers to the Lord. Nobody has offered prayers like him to the extent that Lord tells him, please accept any benediction. And Prahlad says, my dear Lord, please don't tempt me. We will discuss later if we have time. How Prahlad says, I am not a merchant. I am not going to do business with you. And the Lord is, but still, to such a devotee, who is a pure devotee, who only wants to serve Krishna, Lord is saying, bhogna bhi padega, bhugatna bhi padega. In this material world, this we have to exhaust our whatever reactions we are due. Artificially, we cannot imitate surrender by saying that I will just give up everything and serve Krishna. Like yesterday, Chaitanya Leela Prabhu in the morning class, he was speaking about denial. How many times even devotees were in denial? We can't accept the reality. So the mood we are trying to set, before we discuss the pastime, we need to make this very clear. Remembrance of Krishna, love of Krishna, attraction to Krishna. This surrender to Krishna is an internal process. First, externally, we have to do our duties meticulously. See, unfortunately, what happens many times, we do the opposite. Externally, we become a devotee many times. Externally, we may surrender. And internally, we may cultivate many desires which may create havoc in our lives. So therefore, let us know that we have to work on surrender to Krishna in our internal world, in our aspirations, and not absolve ourselves of the responsibility that we have to perform our duties according to Varanashram if we are leading a life, a healthy, happy life, if we want to lead a peaceful life. Therefore, both Srimad Bhagavatam, which we are going to discuss today in detail, and Bhagavad Gita, both are important. Bhagavad Gita, especially the first six chapters, they tell us how to purify our lives in this world, how to live in this world. And Bhagavatam teaches us how to leave this world. So, unfortunately, what happens when we don't understand how to live in this world, our attempts to leave the world is also very messy. That's why Bhaktivedanta Thakur, he said a very profound statement. He said many times, devotees, externally they are Shaktas, and basically, internally they are Shaktas, externally they are Shaivites, and publicly they are Vaishnavas. So he elaborated Shaktas means basically worshipping material energy, materialist. So internally we are materialists, he says. And externally we are impersonalists. Like in our dealings, We may not care for devotees. We may be harsh with them. So internally we are materialistic. Externally we may be impersonalist. And publicly we are Vaishnavas. This is very important service for Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. So I may demand from someone surrender to Krishna. Because publicly I am a Vaishnava. So you can imagine the disastrous consequences of this kind of makeup, a psychophysical makeup, where we are not congruent inside outside. What a disaster that can create. Therefore, externally, we have to be karma yogi also, in the sense we have to work, do our duties, offer the results to Krishna, and internally, krameneva, step by step, jnane prayasamudapase namanteva, jivanti sanmukaritam bhavadiya vartam, sthane sthitita. Wherever you are, in whatever position you are, sthane sthita, shruti gatam, hear about Krishna, and move forward. It's very important. Sometimes devotees challenge, you know, they say, if you surrender to Krishna, won't Krishna take care? Krishna will do everything. Then why Lord Narasimhadev is saying this verse? See, there are three ways, Rupa Goswami says, how Krishna will take care of everything. All the reactions will go away. First is, we may transcend. You may actually be so powerful, our bhakti, and that one may not get any reactions, one may be above all the reactions. The other thing that happens to many devotees, which Prabhupada also emphasized, is the reactions get minimized. But in many cases, what we have to, with most of the devotees, we have to tolerate and do the needful. And remember Krishna with gratitude. We have to do the needful. Otherwise, you know, our understanding of bhakti could be flawed. Like I know one preacher, this is the real story, I took his permission to say this story. He took a yatra to Mayapur with devotees, with a community group of devotees. And when he went there, he got fever. So he couldn't even stand properly in front of Narasimhadev deity. He was shivering and he was trying to hold. And he was thinking, how will I do this yatra? There are so many devotees and I have to give lectures. And I'm feeling so weak. Narasimhadev, please help me. So the pujari saw something happening. So the pujari came closer. He asked him what happened. So then he said, you apply this oil or something. He gave some mercy of Lord Narasimhadev. You will be all right. And he took that and his fever increased to 102. Then they did some yagya for him there because yatra is about to start. And that after the yagya they did, his fever increased to 104. So like that they did 5-6 things and his fever kept increasing. And then he had delirium. And then finally his condition became so critical that he had to be rushed back to Mumbai. And in the plane, he passed stool and urine in his clothes. He was so, such a messy thing. And when he landed in Mumbai, there was an ambulance. Everything was ready and he had to be rushed to Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And he survived narrowly by Narasimhadev's mercy, of course. But the point is, this all happened in 8 hours. 8 hour window. In the 8 hour period, all these things happened. Right from his mercy, more mercy of Narasimhadev, more surrender. But he had to do the needful. That is the point. Of course, devotees will say this, Narasimhadev gave intelligence to come to Mumbai. Yes, that is all true. But the point I am trying to make here is that devotees can't just not do the needful. Like Gaurang Prabhu, last year, Narasimha Chaturdashi festival class Gaurang Prabhu gave. And he also mentioned this principle. And he gave a different example of one of the boys he was preaching to in his medical college where he was going. That boy was little, you know, he performed lackluster in his study, he was not good. So then devotees had chanted 4 rounds, he had to chant 4 rounds, and the next exam he passed. So he was surprised, wow, this chanting is magic. So then the devotees told him, you should chant 16 rounds now. He chanted 16 rounds, and next exam he failed. So, when he was explaining this point that we can't say, because Prahlad Maharaj's pastime is dramatic. Okay, I will also not do anything. Narasimhadev will come from this bulb. He will come out. He will protect me. I don't have to worry. No. One has to perform his duties, remembering Krishna with gratitude and tolerance. That's why you see, and you may ask, but how long I have to do this? How long I have to perform my duties? You know what Narasimhadev says in the second line of this verse? Bhoge na punyam kushale na papam कलेवरम कालजवे नहित्वा टिल वी डाय. नाउ इफ यू डाय टुमारो, इफ यू डाय टुडे, ग्रेट, विल गो बैक टू गॉड इट. बट द प्रॉब्लम इज मेनी डेवोटीज डोंट डाय. They don't die within 24 hours of coming to KC. And they hear death will come at any time. The padam padam et vipadam, danger at every step. We hear this. And we are alarmed. But we don't die. And we continue to live. Some devotees live till the age of 80, 70, 90. And imagine you come to KC, Krishna consciousness at the age of 20. And you hear death is going to come. Emergency. And then you start chanting. Can you chant like this? Just imagine the impact on the mind. For the next 70 years, you are going to live in fear and anxiety without higher taste. It can be disastrous. So therefore, if you see some devotees who are blissful, that is because they are balancing. They are expert. They are kushalena. And we have to see their expertise and take inspiration from their expertise in handling their material duties and spiritual duties. And not artificially take only the spiritual aspect of their lives. So therefore it's important. And how long did Prahlad Maharaj follow this? How many years for us? Till death means what? Kalevaram, Kala Javena means how many years? 70, 80, 90 years. How long do you think Prahlad Maharaj followed? Anybody knows? 43,20,000 years into 71. You can calculate that. That many number of years he ruled. Because one manmantara he was told by Lord Narasimhadev. So for so many years he did his duty, and we have difficulty doing our duties for a few years. So having given this background and understanding, then this is basically a disclaimer. Now we'll enter the pastime. There are 10 chapters, beautiful pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam about Lord Narasimhadev. Because you know sometimes devotees get very inspired when they hear certain section. Yes, I will do this now. But to sustain that inspiration, I thought we'll first take neem, shukta. Then the sweet Bhagavatam. So there are 10 chapters. The first chapter begins with, now first we have to understand, when we are talking about Hiranyakashipu, we are talking, where is Hiranyakashipu living? Where? In the neighboring country? Where? Our neighbor outside the courtyard? Outside this complex? No, he is living inside us. So, when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, this Srimad Bhagavatam pastime of Narasimhadev improves our relationship with the Lord and at the same time helps us destroy the Hiranyakashipu who is residing within our own hearts. And do you know, the most amazing thing about Lord Narasimhadev's pastime is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this pastime 100 times non-stop, he would hear from Gadadhar Pandit. And who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is Narasimhadev himself. So you can imagine the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had one disciple, Pradyumna. Mahaprabhu named him as Narasimha Ananda Brahmachari because he was so attached to Lord Narasimhadev. And one day, Lord Chaitanya told Srikant Sen that tell your brother-in-law, our Shivananda Sen and Jagannath Pandit, not to come to Jagannath Puri this year for Rath Yatra. I am coming to Navadvip in Pausha in December month. I am coming. So they don't have to come. So they were very excited, oh, Lord Chaitanya is going to come. And they were waiting, but Lord Chaitanya did not come. So then Narasimhananda Brahmachari, he said Lord Chaitanya will come. And he had this expert meditation technique, he would invite the Lord. And then he offered bhoga to the Lord in his altar. He had three deities in his altar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna and Narasimhadev. And he offered bhoga. And after his meditation, he saw in the meditation and he told the devotees that I am so happy Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the bhoga that I offered him in his plate. Then I saw him get up, he ate food from his plate, he also ate food from the Krishna's plate and also from Narasimhadev's plate. So he got the vision that how Lord Chaitanya is same as Lord Narasimhadev. He was very happy, but he was also a little sad because his Ishtadev was Narasimhadev also. So he said, "Arey, Narasimhadev ka plate se bhi khali hai." Achha hai, but I have to make again. So he again cooked for Lord Narasimhadev. So then these devotees are wondering, hey, who is he, you know? Like they were a little skeptical about Narasimhananda's realization. But then next year when the devotees came to Puri, Lord Chaitanya was conversing with the Shrikant, with the Shivananda Sen. And while conversing with him, he told him, and about Narasimhananda Brahmachari?
Last year in the month of Pausha, he offered that nice, this prasad. You know, Lord Chaitanya explained in the details what he offered, and Lord Chaitanya said, oh, I enjoyed it. And then the devotee understood, oh, Lord Chaitanya had actually come, he had actually accepted. So Lord Chaitanya is not different from Lord Narasimha Dev. And he is hearing this pastime always from Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, when hearing about Prahlad, Narasimha Dev, Hiranyakashipu, this pastime from Bhagavatam, we should know that Srimad Bhagavatam is our shelter. Madeka Bandhu, Mad Sangi, Mad Guru, Mad Mahadana, Mad Nistaraka, Mad Bhagya, Madananda Namostute. We have to hear attentively this pastime. Sanatana Goswami says, my only friend, my best friend is Bhagavatam. My associate is Bhagavatam, Mad Sangi, Mad Bandhu. Mad Guru, my spiritual master is Srimad Bhagavatam. Mad Mahadana, my greatest wealth is Srimad Bhagavatam. My deliverer is Srimad Bhagavatam. And my greatest fortune is Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are very fortunate that we have access to Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would hear this pastime and you would be in an intoxicated state. Our Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj, you know, because many of us in Kali Yuga, we don't understand how can somebody be so attached to Srimad Bhagavatam and this pastime. We think, are ek bar ho gaya, wapas wahi pastime. 100 times, these verses also I don't understand. And how can somebody relish it hundreds of times? So Bhakti Raksha Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, to make us Kali Yuga people understand, he gave a very amazing example. He said one man fell in love with a girl and his girlfriend betrayed him, so he was very sad. So his friend came and said, you come with me, and his friend took him to a liquor bar and he served him liquor. And this man was heartbroken, he drank the liquor and one more peg, and he kept drinking. And then he said, give me more. And he kept pouring more and more wine into his cup and he kept drinking. And finally this man who was heartbroken was drinking more and more, and then he started crying. And he embraced this friend who was pouring liquor and said, you are my real friend. So then Bhakti Raksha Sridhar Maharaj said, this is the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit were dealing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was feeling so much separation from Krishna, he was crying. And then Gadadhar Pandit would pour the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Mahaprabhu would drink it. And he would say, give me more. And he would feed him. And then Mahaprabhu would embrace Gadadhar Pandit and say, you are my best friend. You are giving me shelter. This is a perverted example of the material world, makes us understand what is, little bit we understand what it must be, the reality. So therefore Bhagavatam is Muhur Hao Rasika Bhuvi Bhavuka. It is the greatest nectar. So having understood Srimad Bhagavatam's position, now we are ready to discuss this pastime. And especially Narasimha Dev has a special place in our lives, because in ISKCON, when Srila Prabhupada went through a sickness in 1966 and he had a heart attack and he was very serious, he encouraged devotees to pray to Lord Narasimha Dev. He taught them this prayer. And then in 1969, when Srila Prabhupada was in Los Angeles, devotees were preparing themselves to go for Ratiyatra to San Francisco. Early morning at 5:30, one man, he entered the temple premises and he threw pipe bomb. Because of that bomb, all the windows, doors were broken. Devotees got seriously injured and got admitted in the hospital. It was a serious attack on devotees. And that time Srila Prabhupada, to all the devotees in Los Angeles, he wrote this prayer of Narasimha Dev, Tabakara Kamalavare, this prayer, and he made devotees chant regularly and he told them that only Lord Narasimha Dev can protect us. So therefore, we take shelter of Lord Narasimha Dev, remember him during our distress, and we approach him for protection from all dangers in material world. So the pastime begins in chapter 1 of 7th canto, where Parikshit Maharaj, he asks the question to Sukhdev Goswami, why Lord is partial? Why does he favor only devatas? And why is he against the demon? So he is echoing the question of many people, and Sukhdev Goswami says, Lord is not partial. We are infected by 3 modes, so that's why we think he is partial. Then he asks a second question. Why is Lord so favorable to devatas and so favorable even to the demons, that sometimes demons who are envious of the Lord, they also get liberation? How can Lord be so kind to the demons? First he asked why the Lord is partial to Devatas. Then he is saying, how can he be so kind to demons? So then Shukdev Goswami says, the same question was asked by Yudhishthir Maharaj to Narad Muni. When Shishupal was killed by Krishna, you know, Shishupal would give 100 galis, 99, and then he would stop. But one day he got so envious during the Rajasuya sacrifice that he lost count. And then Krishna killed him with the Sudarshan Chakra. Shishupal died, and everybody saw in the assembly that Shishupal's soul kind of entered. It actually, soul entered into Krishna's body. He got Sayujya Mukti. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, now this is a Rajasuya sacrifice. He is going to be made the emperor. He should be excited for this power position, but no, he is saying, you tell me, he is telling Narad Muni, he explained this. So Yudhishthir Maharaj has no hurry to become an emperor. He is more interested to hear about Krishna. And he is hearing this pastime. And Shukdev Goswami recalls this pastime and says, why Shishupal got Sayujya Mukti? Because he is absorbed in remembrance of Krishna. So even if somebody is so inimical towards Krishna, he can get so much benefit. So this is not to encourage people to become envious of Krishna. This is to understand that if somebody envious can get so much benefit, if we love Krishna, what we will get? If an university advertises that if you come to our university and if you fail, also you will get a job in, you will get a 7-figure salary with 2 months paid holiday and things like that. So one intelligent person should think, "Arey, if I go to this university and I'm going to get this, if I fail, then what I will get if I pass?" So in that mode, this pastime is told. So the Lord is absolute. That is absolute means that even if somebody approaches him with an inimical attitude, he also gets purified. This is what Narad Muni is saying. Lord is absolute, all good. Like one man challenged Srila Prabhupada. Reporter was interviewing and he saw Krishna's painting, Krishna with peacock feather, playing flute. And he told Srila Prabhupada, this is your God? Srila Prabhupada said, this is your God also. Not just my God. Because he is absolute. And then he explains how Hiranyakashipu, this Shishupal pastime. Then he says Shishupal and Dantavakra, Jai Vijay. They were Jai Vijay. They came as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. And then the Hiranyakashipu is a pastime with Narasimhadev. This now then starts in the Bhagavatam. And Yudhishthira Maharaj says, why the father Hiranyakashipu, why did he torture and try to kill his own son Prahlad? And that becomes the trigger to start the whole pastime then. That's how the pastime begins. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he's asking this question to Narad Muni, he's actually taking a risk. Because you know, when you ask a question to a saintly person, you can ask a question, but it's a risk because you don't know when the answer will end. Because once the saintly people get chance to glorify Krishna, they'll keep glorifying. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is going to be crowned as the emperor. But he's not interested in all that. He's interested in hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna. So like this, the pastime begins. So this is the first chapter. Out of the 10 chapters, we have covered the first chapter. Then what happens? Now the pastime begins with the story of Hiranyaksha being killed by who? Varahadev. Hiranyaksha was the brother of Hiranyakashipu. So when Hiranyaksha was killed, Hiranyakashipu got very angry. He accused Supreme Lord Vishnu and he said, I am going to kill Vishnu and take revenge. But before I take revenge, I have to do one job. I have to console my sister-in-law, my mother, my relatives. So he becomes a counselor. He starts counseling them. Don't worry. And he starts preaching. And just listen to some of the things that he tells them when they are distressed. Very interesting. He says, we come together within the material world and we are separated by the laws of nature. We are all pure spirit souls, which is different from the body. And soul is eternal. And we take birth in higher or lower species according to the association and according to our activities. That's how we suffer and we enjoy. One should not be aggrieved by seeing the superficial reaction of karma. All beautiful philosophy speaks. How we are, you know, people, we come together in relationships in this world. just like in a hotel, you know, or in a train. Like, for example, we are traveling, we meet people, strangers, for some time, and then we are separated forever. Amazing realizations he speaks. And but what does he do after speaking all this? He goes to Mandara mountain to perform austerities so that he can become immortal, and by being immortal he can kill Lord Vishnu. So demons also speak excellent philosophy. Like even when Rukmini was kidnapped by Krishna, Shishupal had become depressed. Jarasandha gave him motivational talk. Jarasandha told him, you should not be worried. See, I was defeated by Krishna 17 times. Still I am not given up. So like that. So sometimes if you read carefully, that even demons are expert in philosophy. But we never quote them. Like we don't say, we may say that Ambarish Mara saved this in 9th canto, or Dhruva Mara saved this in his prayer in the 4th canto. But we don't say, oh, we are not the body, we are the soul. And as Hiranyakashipu says, we are not the body, we are the soul. Because it's not simply what we say, who we are, what we do. That is also important. Character is more important than simply preaching. So Hiranyakashipu's personality exposes us, actually. We can't be preachers and ignore the importance of working on our anarthas. Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur was very upset once. One devotee, he, while raising funds for the Gaudiya Math, he lied to the life member and he collected money. And when Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur came to know, he was very upset. He fasted for the next few days as atonement. So it's very easy to say, you know, in the name of Krishna or preaching, but what is our character? And Srimad Bhagavatam is our best friend, because a best friend, he will always be with you like a shadow. But he will also show you the mirror. Some people are expert in showing mirror. They are very courageous. They will tell you your nonsense. But they are not like shadow. They won't be there with you when you are miserable. Some people may be with you always, but they are flatterers. They will never show you the mirror. But a real friend is who balances both courage and consideration. Who is always with you like a shadow. And is always showing the mirror. And Srimad Bhagavatam is that friend. Because Srimad Bhagavatam will give us shelter in all situations. But Srimad Bhagavatam will also never flatter us. Through such pastimes, a devotee will be forced to think, Arey Bapre, ye toh mera story. Main bhi aise lecture mein bolta hun. We are not the body, we are the soul. So like that, Srimad Bhagavatam helps us. Srimad Bhagavatam is a unique X-ray. You know, like an X-ray machine may reveal to us what is there in our body. So Srimad Bhagavatam will also expose us, will reveal to us what is inside, but Srimad Bhagavatam will also heal us. That is the power of this this transcendental literature. So like this, Hiranyakashipu consoles his family, and then he goes, and we are also moving the pages, and he goes to Mandara mountain and he performs austerities. And he wants to rule the entire universe. And such intense tapasya he does, fire comes out of his head. And all the bees, devatas, humans, everybody is perturbed. They go to Brahmaji. Brahmaji comes. He throws water on him and his body is revived. And he asks for blessings from Brahmaji. What an amazing, intelligent blessing he asks. He says, I don't want to be killed by any living entity. Because Brahmaji is a creator. So Brahmaji, whoever living entity Brahmaji creates, nobody should kill me. And I don't want to be killed in any place that is inside the house or outside the house. I don't want to be killed in daytime or nighttime. I don't want to be killed by any weapon which is living or dead. I don't want to be killed in land or in the air, not by any human being, animal, devta, or any living entity or non-living entity. Like that, he prayed. And then he said, I want Anima, Lagima, the 8 mystic perfections. And Brahmaji said, Tathastu. And he was very happy. Wow, I am now immortal. What an expert, intelligent benediction he has asked. So, but he was so foolish. He thought he made a perfect plan not to die. But doesn't realize that the same Lord Vishnu, whom is inimical, the Lord killed his brother Hiranyaksha. And he doesn't realize how the Lord killed his brother. It's not that. See, they fought for a long time. But when the killing happened, the Lord showed how for him it is a very small thing. Like a tiny slap below the ear. And Hiranyaksha died. He could have done that right in the beginning also. But Lord likes to have fun. So, and Hiranyakashipu knows that. I say Maradiya, sir. You know, it was so easy. But he thinks, no, I will kill Lord Vishnu. So we may make a foolproof plan, but for us, Lord doesn't have to personally come. He can send us one small disease, one small problem, heart attack, like that. Like our one professor in MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, one of the most reputed institutes in the world, Dr. Gerald Sussman. So while giving a lecture, convocation ceremony, he made a statement and there was thunderous applause for what he said. And I know you will not applaud for this statement. He said, ladies and gentlemen, we are very happy to announce that medical science has made so much progress that we are the last generation to die. From the next generation onwards, people won't die. I know you are all not impressed because you know that the same statement was made millions of years ago by one gentleman called Mr. Hiranyakashipu. He also made the same statement. I am not going to die. So devotees are not impressed by this. But it is a fact. Death will come. You may be the richest man. You can't bribe Mr. Death. You may be the most knowledgeable man. You can't debate with Mr. Death and, you know, defeat death. You may be the strongest man, but you cannot wrestle with death and force him into submission. You may be fastest athlete, but you can't outrun death. You may be the most beautiful personality, but you can't charm Mr. Death with your enticing spells. So whoever we are, wherever we are, death is an equalizer. As the Romans, as the Italians say, after the game of chess, both the king and pawn, they lie in the same box. So that is a great equalizer in this world. But Hiranyakashipu, with all his penances, is not able to realize this. So he is very happy that he's become immortal. And then he goes on performing. What does he do then? Anybody knows? After he gets these blessings, what is his next plan of action? He starts terrorizing the universe. He starts changing all the laws of the material world. So all the devta worshippers, he starts persecuting them. And he becomes so powerful that devtas except Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, everybody becomes his personal servant. And just by raising his eyebrows, he would make them tremble in fear. That's how powerful Hiranyakashipu becomes. Any season you could get whatever he wanted. Like even in the non, like this is mango season now, but even during any other season he would say mango would appear. Whatever crops he wanted, whatever he wanted earth to yield, the mother earth would yield that. That's how powerful he had become. But with all this he was doing, what was his situation? That is interesting. If you see, was he happy? One would think he got everything, he's controlled everything, so he must be very happy. What do you think? Was he happy? What was his situation? With everything in his possession, Hiranyakashipu was the most miserable man. The Bhagavatam says, Saitam nirjita kakuba ekrad vishayan priyan yato pajosha bunjano natripyat ajitendriya. Saitam nirjita kakuba. All directions he had conquered. Ekrad, he was the only king, vishayan priyan. He had all objects of sense gratification. And how much he could enjoy? How much can we enjoy? Nothing. Yato pajosha bunjano. He had unlimited power to enjoy sense gratification. But what was the situation? Natripyad ajitendriya. Natripyad, he was not satisfied. Because ajitendriya, your senses were not controlled. For this is an asura. Asura, Ashu ramante iti asura. One Ashu means breathing. One who only wants to keep breathing and enjoy life, he is an asura. And he is willing to kill even others so that he can keep breathing. Prabhupada writes in one purport, who is a demon? This, I think, perfectly fits Hiranyakashipu here. Prabhupada says, demon is one who works very hard without benefiting even himself. Demon is he who works very hard without benefiting even himself. So Hiranyakashipu has done so much tapasya and so much sense gratification he has now, but still he himself is not happy. Devamrita Maharaj was once telling us that when he was a young boy growing up in America in 1960s, they used to say, young boys and girls, you should all take up leisure time engineering. When you grow up, you should take up making those products, and you should know that people will have a lot of leisure time and they will be relaxed, they will have nothing to do. This will be the situation after 40 years. Everybody will be leading a relaxed life. This is what they were told when they were young boys, because science is advancing so much that you don't have to do anything. But you ask yourself now, 60 years have passed since Devamrita Maharaj heard that in school. Are people relaxed? They have nothing to do? Is that the situation? Maya is a great taskmaster. She will make us work always. Material world is made like that. And as long as we enjoy sense gratification, we'll never be happy. In Bangladesh, there is a nice folk tale. They say that one man, very wealthy man, he had kept a poor lady as a maid servant at home. So he had a very rich mansion, and this lady would come clean the house every day, and she would, and you know, in Bangladesh people are very poor, they don't, and this lady had nothing in her house. She had one mat, straw mat, and she would see this big sage, he has such a big mansion, big house, and this big bed, soft bed. So one day what happened, the master had gone out. So she was alone cleaning the house. So she said, oh, this bed is so soft, how it must be to sleep on this. So she got excited. So since there was nobody at home, she slept on that bed, soft cushioned bed, and she was so happy. But then, because it was such a nice experience for her, she fell asleep. And after some time, the master came back. And you saw audacity of this lady. She's sleeping on my bed. He took up a cane and started beating her. You wretched lady, unqualified. Do you know who you are? How can you come and how dare you sleep and sit on my bed? He started beating her and she was screaming in pain, but only for a few seconds. After being beaten for a few beatings, immediately this lady started laughing. Uncontrollable laughter. So this man was shocked. Are, I am beating her and she is laughing. He stopped beating and said, why are you laughing? She said, no, I am laughing because, you know, I just slept for a few minutes on this bed and I am suffering so much. You are sleeping always on this bed. How much you must be suffering? I am thinking and I am feeling happy. So this is Hiranyakashipu. Everything he has, but is not happy because ye dil mange more. You know, the heart wants more, more, more. So we have today, if you see in modern society, we have luxuries. Everybody has luxuries. 120 years ago, a fan was a luxury. If you see the advertisement for Taj Mahal Hotel, which is in near Gateway of India, you will see old times of India, 1910, 1915 times of India, advertising. There is an advertisement of Taj Mahal Hotel, which has a photograph of not a beautiful woman or a man. It has a photograph of a fan with three blades. Say, and that ad says, come and stay in Taj Mahal Hotel and enjoy the fan. So this was a big luxury. So luxuries are increasing. Today, we have everything. Today, what all we have? But no necessities, no clean air, no drinking water proper. So we are leading a life of sense gratification. Ye shastra vidim usrijya vartate kamakarata nasa siddhim avapnoti na sukham na paramgatim. We will not get sukha, we will not get paramgatim if our life is not centered on injunctions of scriptures. And what will a person like Hiranyakashipu, what do you think he will do if he is very powerful and is enjoying so much but still is miserable? What will a powerful person who is miserable do? What do you think he will do? Imagine a person is very strong, very powerful, he has everything, but is not happy. What is the likely thing he will do? He will make others also miserable. Because he is powerful. So, he starts increasing his persecution. And devotees become very perturbed. They go to Lord Vishnu. Please help. And what does Lord Vishnu say? Don't worry. I know about Hiranyakashipu's persecutions. And I will come. When I will come? When Hiranyakashipu will offend my great devotee, Prahlad, who will be his own son, I shall kill Hiranyakashipu despite the benedictions of Brahma. So this is Lord Vishnu's declaration that if his devotee is offended, Lord will personally get into the case. He will see that the demon is killed. When Mr. N was harassing Srila Prabhupada in the Juhu land, one day he came barging into Prabhupada's room and he abused Prabhupada in foul language, filthy language. And he said many things like, I'll break your temple, I will do this, I will, you are all, you know, goons. He said many, many harsh things. Srila Prabhupada was quiet. He didn't say anything at that time. And he hurled abuses at Prabhupada and he left. And that very night, he had a massive heart attack. And the next 2-3 days after that attack, he was admitted and then he died. When Srila Prabhupada got the news, he remembered Lord Narasimhadev. So, he was not the only demon, of course. In that Juhu land, many demons were there. Giriraj Maharaj was once saying that there was one man called Mr. Mahatre, who was a very big demon, who was Mr. N's friend. Mr. Mahatre, Mr. Rane and Mr. Tembe. So, when Mr. N died, his wife, Mrs. N, she did a very big campaign. She convinced the municipal authorities that there is an illegal temple, something like that. And they came to break. And they were dragging all the devotees out of the premises. And some Matajis were also treated very badly. Like one Mataji, Gandiva Mataji, her mother, Maitili Mataji, was being dragged by the hair. And she was pulled out of the campus, and then Mr. Rane was there, he was laughing. Oh, you know, they were all friends of Mr. N. So, this Gandiva Mataji, she saw, she got so angry, she cursed him there. She said, you are offending such sincere devotees who are serving here, you are laughing at their plight, the fire of your offense will burn you. And Mahatre, and they all had staged this event. But what happened, then we know Bal Thackeray. The devotees somehow connected to someone and then they connected to him and then he called up the municipal authorities like that, and then at the last minute the temple was saved thanks to the effort of these political leaders. And then it was a close shave, and Prabhupada said, this will be in our favor, don't worry. Now the temple became more popular because the headlines came in the next day, illegal temple broken or something. But Prabhupada said, this headline will make the temple more popular. So then preaching increased. But Krishna noted that offense. So Mr. Mahatre, he was a trustee of many schools. And he would distribute pamphlets ascribing scandalous behavior to devotees. And he would distribute these pamphlets in Vileparle and Santa Cruz station. Anybody would get on at the station, they would get this pamphlet saying that Hare Krishna were immoral people, unethical people, all scandals, so like that. So Krishna, how he destroyed this man? With the same token. Like one day, there was a big headlines in the newspaper, this man was caught in an illicit scandal with one of his teachers in one of his schools. So then, it was in the headlines of all papers, and a big morcha was taken with his photo being garlanded with chapals. So much disgrace this man went through. So Srila Prabhupada's devotees were offended by, and Srila Prabhupada and the devotees were offended. This is how Krishna took note and reaction he gave. And Mr. Rane was very, very devious. He was a very big politician. Sorry, Mr. Tembe. He was a very big politician. So what he did, he got all the life members' data and he convinced them to come for a special meeting. And in that meeting, he wanted to take over the temple, all the management, everything. So he had planned everything nicely, but mysteriously, the morning when he got up to go for the meeting from the bed, as soon as he got up, he just couldn't get up from the bed. And then suddenly he realized he's paralyzed. One side of the body, totally paralyzed. And for the next many years, he just couldn't get up from the bed. He just lay in the bed and he died like that, miserable death. Then Mr. Rane, one day when devotees are doing Mangalarti at 5 o'clock in the morning, suddenly they heard screaming sound. Somebody shouting. So they all left the Mangalarti and they ran outside to see. This Mr. Rane was there. And they were shocked to see there was fire all over his body. And what had happened, he was staying very close to the temple. Just outside the temple he had his house. So he would do black magic. He had a Prabhupada's deity, a doll, and he would poke it with needles. There is some black magic tantric spell that you do that, and then the person gets reaction. But he didn't know he was doing it with Prahlad Maharaj's devotee, was following the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, who was always remembering Krishna. So, and he's taking pangas with Narasimhadev. So he didn't realize that. So he was poking Prabhupada's body. So what happens is when you try black magic on a pure devotee, for then it boomerangs. It comes back on you. So for an inexplicable reason, he also didn't know what he was doing. Suddenly in the spur of the moment, out of that immediate, his mind changed and suddenly kept that doll of Prabhupada there. He ran to the kitchen, picked up kerosene and put it on himself and lit a match. And as soon as he lit a match, he realized what he was doing, but it was too late. He was on fire. So he came rushing out of the house. And right in front of the temple, he was screaming. And then the devotees came out and they saw him. He was charred to death. Of all kinds of death, people say that when you get burned, that is like the worst. So there are many demons like this who Krishna takes care when they offend. So Lord Vishnu is telling Devatas, don't worry, Hiranyakashipu will, when he offends his own son, who is a great devotee, I will come. So then, Sukadeva Goswami says, Hiranyakashipu had how many sons? Anybody knows? 4 wonderful and well-qualified sons. And who was the best amongst the 4? Prahlad. And then he continues to narrate Prahlad's wonderful qualities. Look at the qualities of Prahlad, the exact opposite of his father. He says, he was cultured and he was completely cultured, good character, determined to understand absolute truth, full control of his senses and mind. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, Prahlad Maharaj had full control of his mind and senses. Why? Because many of us also have this need or desire. We want to have control on mind and senses. So Prabhupada writes, when can a Vaishnava have complete control on mind and senses? He says, like Prahlad, because he was determined to understand the absolute truth, if we are determined to understand the absolute truth, then we can have full control over our mind and senses. So then Prahlad was very kind to all living entities. He was best friend of everyone. To respectable people, he was acting like a menial servant. To poor, he was like a father. To his equals, he was like a brother. Completely free of pride. What a special soul. And who is glorifying this qualities of Prahlad, in the narration? Narad Muni is telling this to Yudhishthir Maharaj. And who is Narad Muni? He is the guru of Prahlad. So the guru is glorifying his disciple with so much joy. Vaishnava culture, there is authenticity, there is so much sweetness. And Prahlad was so special, Narad Muni says, he considered everything material to be useless. And he had no material desires. And then Narad Muni says, Prahlad is such a special devotee that all saints and Vaishnavas have glorified him in the past, and in any assembly where there are discourses, He says, in any assembly where there are discourses, this is Narad Muni's verdict, that any assembly where there are discourses about saints and devotees, oh Yudhishthira Maharaj, everybody will glorify Prahlad Maharaj. So that means Narad Muni is predicting that even 5000 years later, in 2019, when we have Narasimha Chaturdashi festival, devotees will glorify Prahlad. So this is a prediction. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is hearing with great attention, and then Narad Muni says one special quality of Prahlad. He was influenced by one planet. Like many times devotees say, Mera saade saati chal raha hai. Mereko Shani ka planet ne effect kiya, Mereko Rahu ne kiya, Mereko Ketu ne kiya. So even Prahlad was affected by one graha. Graha ka problem unko bhi tha. Par kya graha tha? Nesta krida nako balo, jadavattan manastaya, Krishna graha grihitatma, na veda jagadidrusham. Krishna graha, he was influenced by Krishna graha, Krishna planet. And what happens when you are influenced by Krishna planet? Nesta krida nako balo, no interest in krida, not interested in IPL, Bollywood, kuch interest nahi. People are afraid of Shani, Rahu, but imagine Krishna ka kya power hai. He can remove all this. So the best quality of Prahlad, Narad Muni says, is he always was embraced by Krishna. Matlab, his remembrance was so nice of Krishna that he was always embraced by the Lord. And this is what we learn from Prahlad. Always remember Krishna. Because when we remember Krishna, will our suffering end? What happens to our suffering? The Bhagavatam explains this in another place. I'll just mention that. Yad anudyasina yukta karma granti nibandhanam chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katharatim. This asina, this anudya, this remembrance of Krishna is compared to sword. Karma granti. That remembrance will break all the shackles which are all the different thoughts and different messed up, you know, worries that we have. All those things will be cut by this remembrance of Krishna. So who is that intelligent person who will not hear and remember Krishna? So our suffering, our pain may not go, but our suffering ends. See, we will get what we are going to get. But when we remember Krishna, that remembrance adds little sweetness in our life. That remembrance gives a certain kind of pleasure, certain kind of happiness. So like this, Prahlad was always remembering Krishna. And then he says, my dear King Yudhishthir, but his father, the demon Hiranyakashipu, tormented this exalted, fortunate devotee, although Prahlad was his own son. And Yudhishthir Maharaj interrupts. He says, hey, how can that happen? Why will a father do this? Fathers are generally very affectionate. How can this happen? He is confused. Actually, many people, you know, when they hear, how can somebody kill his own son? It's not surprising if you know that it's happening now also. Like one of our devotees, he's become a devotee, one of the Islamic countries. You know, there they don't allow you to preach, practice quietly in your own. And he's from an Islamic background. He's a devotee now. He's initiated devotee in ISKCON. Gaurav Prana Prabhu, very nice devotee. And he came to our temple and he told us how there are 300 devotees, initiated devotees in his country. And they all practice bhakti underground. And so much difficulty he has. And one day I was so amazed when he came here. He came with his mother and sister. And they are also chanting 16 rounds. I was so inspired when I heard that. All with Vaishnava Tilak, Kantimala, 16 rounds chanting. So then I asked him, oh, your mother is 16 rounds, sister is 16, you are initiated also. Then I knew that he has one sister and there are four of them in the family. I said, what about your father? Usko bhi devotee banate chalo. He said, Prabhuji, nahi. If he comes to know what to speak of devotee, making him devotee, he doesn't even know that we three are devotees. I said, why? He said, if he comes to know, then he will kill all three of us. I said, what? He is your father, doesn't he love you? Of course he loves us, he is our father. He loves his wife, your mother, of course he loves her. And your sister, oh, he loves her also very much. But what to do, Prabhu? He loves his religion so much that he is ready to kill us. I said, wow, Hiranyakashipu is alive. And then I said, what about your prasad? How do you eat? He said, Prabhu, that is our only hope. We feed prasad to our father. But then where do you offer? How do you? So then he showed me a photograph. His house gate. The gate, he has made Jagannath Baldev. They have made the gate like Jagannath Baldev and Subhadra. So in one small katori after cooking, he gets the bhoga outside and offers in the gate. Jagannath ji, please accept this. So I said, what about your neighbors and people in the country? They'll see Jagannath. They said, they don't know Jagannath. They think this is, we tell them it's some fashion. So they think it's some, it's latest fashion, so they are okay with that. So that's how they are hoping that one day Narasimha Dev will kill this Hiranyakashipu mentality from that man's heart. But look at this man's plight, Hiranyakashipu's plight. He has such a wonderful son, but he's miserable. What a material world, right? He has everything. The devatas are his personal servants, but he is not happy. Actually, this pastime reveals another aspect of reality. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj gave one beautiful class. He mentions in that class called Old Age and Beauty of Old Age. I think that is the title of the class. So in that class he mentions that look at material world. Hiranyakashipu wanted a demoniac son, but he got Prahlad, saintly son. And Anga Maharaj, he wanted a saintly son like Prahlad, but he got Veena. And Chitraketu Maharaj wanted some son, but he got no son. This is material world. Then he said, see, Anga would have been so happy if instead of Veena he had got Prahlad. And Hiranyakashipu, how happy would have been if Veena was his son? They would have loved to exchange. But material world is made so perfectly that you will not get what you want. You will have everything, but something that you will not have. And that will trouble us. Hiranyakashipu is the best example of this. In one purport, I lost it here. In one of the purports, Prabhupada says, Hiranyakashipu embodies the example of a dissatisfied human being. He is the best example of, anytime you want to think dissatisfied person, you have to think of Hiranyakashipu. Everything, nobody in this material world today can have more than what Hiranyakashipu had. But he had no satisfaction. So like this, the pastime continues. Then what happens? Hiranyakashipu, because now he doesn't know Prahlad is a devotee. He loves his son, like he is very attached to his son. He sends his son to Shanda and Amarka, the two professors, the two teachers in Shukracharya spiritual master's school. And Shanda and Amarka teach him what? Not Krishna consciousness. They teach him all diplomacy, sama, dana, danda, beda, all political things they teach him. And he attentively respectful to all these teachers. But in his heart he is only remembering the Lord. So they think they have trained him nicely, so they get him in front of Hiranyakashipu, the father. And the father asks Prahlad, my dear son, please tell me what is the best subject you have learnt in school. Now Prahlad, the camera is on Prahlad now. Prahlad has to answer this question. What is the best thing he has learnt? And who is asking? His father, the king of demons. And Prahlad doesn't, he could have said geography, and he could have privately inside his house, he could have chanted Hare Krishna. If he really wanted to please his father, he could have said, my favorite subject is politics, But he doesn't say that. What does he say? Tat sadhu manye suravarya dehinam sada samudvigna diyam sadgrahat hitvatma patam grahamanda kupam vanam gatoyad harimashrayeta. He says, the saintly people have said, O king of demons, he calls his father first as, O best amongst asuras, those who don't take shelter of Krishna, sada samudvigna dhyam asadgraha, they are always in anxiety. Basically, he is telling his father is always in anxiety. Graham andakupam, you are in the dark well of material existence. Vanam gatoyat, go to Vrindavan, take shelter of Krishna. Harim ashrayeta, take ashray of Lord Hari. This example Prabhupada would give to explain how pure devotee is fearless. Prahlad Maharaj was totally fearless. He spoke the truth. He didn't flatter. Sadhu means one who cuts, not one who flatters. and Prahlad did that. And to us, Prabhupada writes in the purport, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we invite all elderly persons to come to Vrindavan and stay there in retired life, making advancement in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. He recommended that, Prahlad recommended to his father that you should accept Vanaprastha life. That is better than going deeper and deeper into Gram Andha Koopam. Now you may say, but I can't go to Vrindavan. That's okay. Wherever we are, whatever helps us increase and improve our remembrance of Krishna. Maybe we can stop attending after a certain age, we can stop attending social functions, parties, all time pass activities, watching movies, we can go deeper. That is as good as being in Vrindavan. But at least one has to show a sincerity of wanting to come closer to Krishna. That is the principle that is being emphasized. We have to understand the principle. Because when we come to this material world, we are getting, you know, just like Radha Gopinath Prabhu says, when a boy and girl get married, you know, the shawl of the man and the sari of the woman, it is tied like this. And then they do feras. And they say, janam janam ke saati. So Gopinath Prabhu is saying, when we come to this material world, immediately we are tied with Maya Devi. And we are told, 84 lakh janam janam ke saati. We have to keep going in this material world. So therefore, somewhere it has to end. So when we take, so Prahlad Maharaj is telling his father, stop, go to Vrindavan, take shelter of Krishna. He's burst the bubble. He is not, no flattery now. So what do you think Hiranyakashipu's response, reaction must have been to this? Any guesses? What do you think, how do you think he reacted to this? He laughs. He doesn't get angry. He maybe is very angry, but he laughs externally. What does he say? He says, oh, the enemies have entered our camp and they have spoiled the intelligence of this innocent child. I think Vaishnavas are coming in disguise. And Srila Prabhupada writes a beautiful purport. Our devotees should go in disguise. And they should preach. Whatever it takes to preach, we should do. Srila Prabhupada says, I saw once, I was in guest reception department earlier, in the initial years of my Krishna consciousness. One sannyasi, very big Maharaj, he gave Sunday feast class. The whole Sunday temple was packed. And after his class, he had to go to an Islamic country for that. He had a flight in the evening. So he went to his room and he put on jeans, t-shirt, cap, glasses. And then he removed the glasses. And then I was taking his bag and we were going down to the vehicle and I had to take him to the airport. From his room to the vehicle, and he had just given Sunday feast. And our Indian crowd, we are like frog in the well. We don't know what's happening many times, how people are preaching, how much risks they take, what all they do. So this Maharaj comes down. And he had just given Sunday feast class, sannyasi, saffron, danda, and then he's down with jeans, t-shirt, and he has a cap also, and he's traveling all over the world. So for him it's cool, you know, he's saying, Hare Krishna, how are you? And people are, you know, I could see they were so confused. Somebody is laughing, somebody is smiling, but somebody doesn't know how to react. So then Maharaj is telling me, is everything alright? I said, Maharaj, everything is alright, but you know, in India we don't see sannyasis like this. Oh, maybe next time I'll change in the airport. I said, yes, Maharaj, that's a better idea. You know, once I remember asking Kavichandra, all of you know Kavichandra Maharaj? Such a sweet, saintly sadhu, you know, elderly person, absorbed in remembering Krishna. How we see him as a sadhu, does bhajan, chants. So one day he was telling me that, you know, he goes to Kenya one day preaching and he goes alone, sometimes Tokyo. Alone he does Harinam in the streets. Mridanga, and he travels widely, more than 70 years old, preaching everywhere. So I told him, but people don't suspect you are a preacher because you are traveling so much. He said, yeah, last month in Singapore they caught me at the immigration. So I said, really? How do you go to Singapore? He said, I was in jeans, t-shirt, I had a cap, and then the immigration officer asked me, hey, who are you? You have an American passport. One day you are in Africa, next day you are in Tokyo, third day you are in US, fourth day Singapore. What is all this? Who are you? Are you some kind of religious preacher? So immediately, this Maharaj saying, you know what I did? I just put my hand in my pocket. I took out a bundle of US dollars. And I showed him like this. I said, I am a rich bugger's son, okay? I have a lot of money to throw. That's why I travel. And I put the money back, took my passport and I walked. So they were impressed. They were convinced that I am I've come to enjoy in Singapore. So there are devotees who are following this Prabhupada instruction of this purport. Prabhupada writes here, Chanakya Pandit says that if an honest person deals with a great cheater, then that honest person should also become a cheater, not for the purpose of cheating, but for preaching successfully. So we have to be smart. So Hiranyakashipu is very angry with Shanda and Amarka. Hey, what is this? But he laughs externally. He says, take my child, teach him proper things. So Shanda and Amarka, they start flattering Prahlad. Hey, what happened, Prahlad? You tell us the truth. Who is coming and telling you all these things? How has your intelligence been spoiled? And Prahlad Maharaj replies, why are you talking about friends and enemies? We are all, everybody is servant of Krishna. He speaks beyond duality. He doesn't see people as friend and enemies. He sees everybody as friend. So, and this is one of the most important purports in the Bhagavatam. I recommend everybody to read this. 7th canto, 5th chapter, text number 12, where Prabhupada elaborates Prahlad Maharaj's mood. What is Prahlad Maharaj's mood? He is seeing good in everyone. So Prabhupada writes, everyone should be friendly for the service of Krishna. Everyone should praise another's service to the Lord and not be proud of his own service. This is Vaishnava thinking. This is Vaikuntha thinking. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to best of his ability. Everyone should appreciate the service of others. This is Prahlad Maharaj's mood. Once Trivikram Maharaj went to Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, Yamuna Devi, she was in the temple that time. And she said, Yamuna Devi, she is not coming for Harinam Sankirtan with us. And immediately Srila Prabhupada said, but she sings so sweetly for Krishna. Prabhupada, but she is not cooperative. We are telling her to come with us for book distribution, but she is saying she has temple services. Prabhupada said, oh, she cooks so nicely for Krishna. The more he complained, the more Prabhupada said she sings so sweetly for Krishna. She does cooking for Krishna. Then after 3-4 times, then Trivikram Maharaj understood, oh, Prabhupada is teaching me, appreciate. Don't just come with complaints. On another occasion, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan and one elderly Vaishnava, he looked at Prabhupada and he said, Hari Bol. And he was staying in the temple, but all the other devotees are offering obeisances to Prabhupada, but he didn't offer obeisances. So one disciple told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, he is not offering obeisances. Prabhupada said, but he takes care of tulsi plants very nicely. Immediately, that was Prabhupada's immediate response. So Srila Prabhupada is encouraging us to appreciate him. In fact, Srila Prabhupada in one lecture he calls Hiranyakashipu as Sriman Hiranyakashipu. He says, because we are grateful to Sriman Hiranyakashipu. Because of him, we got darshan of Narasimha Dev. Like that. So to Shanda and Amarka, Prahlad Maharaj reveals, because they ask him, no, why, how come you, who is teaching you all this? So look at what Prahlad Maharaj says. This is a very interesting, he reveals his heart to Shanda and Amarka. He says, you know, what to do? I have fallen in love with Krishna. Yata brahmyati ayo brahman swayam akarsha sannido tatame vidyate chetas chakrapanir yadrichaya. Just like an iron filing, he is attracted to what? Magnet. I am attracted to Krishna. This is the way he describes his attachment to Krishna. We are also like iron magnet, iron filing, but we are not attracted to Krishna. Why? Two reasons. Because there is lot of rust and dust above that iron. And secondly, we are far from the magnet. That iron filing has to be close to the magnet. And it also has to be free from rust. So when you remove the rust and you bring it closer, then that attraction happens. So similarly, we have to chant Hare Krishna so that all the rust and the dust goes away. And we have to come closer to devotees. And devotees will take us to that magnetic field where Krishna will attract our hearts. So our hope is to get attracted to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that, no, this is another purport actually. He says we have to get attracted to Krishna. We have no choice. And once Srila Prabhupada was with Brahmananda Prabhu and other devotees. Brahmananda Prabhu is very big, you have seen. And in the ocean, he was trying to catch a crab.
one crab. That crab slipped out of Brahmananda Prabhu's hand and it went into the ocean and he couldn't catch. And Prabhupada started laughing. Prabhupada said, "You are so big, but you couldn't catch this small crab, because that small crab has taken shelter of the ocean, which is natural for the ocean." And then Prabhupada said, "Brahmananda Prabhu, you are like Maya. Maya is trying to catch us. We are like tiny crabs. But if we take shelter of Karuna Sindhu, the ocean of mercy, Prema Nidhi, the ocean of love, Krishna, then she cannot capture us. So therefore we want to enter that, you know, there is a Burujan Prabhu calls this, Sachinandan Maharaj calls this as Krishna space. If we can create Krishna space, sacred space in our homes, altar, an atmosphere where it's like that magnetic field, where we can be attracted to Krishna. So what do you think must have happened to Shanda and Amarka after Prahlad said this, that I am attracted to Krishna? Shanda and Amarka became very angry. They said, "Please bring me a stick. This Prahlad is damaging our name and fame. Because of bad intelligence, he has become like a fire spark which will destroy our dynasty. This rascal Prahlad has appeared like a..." Oh, this is very interesting. "This rascal Prahlad has appeared like a thorn tree in a forest of sandalwood trees." That means they are thinking they are all sandalwood trees. And Prahlad, this is typical demoniac. They think exact opposite of what is the reality. Yanisha sarva bhutana. So then, but then look at Shanda and Amarka. They got confidence because, you know, Prahlad, what is Prahlad Maharaj's behavior? Gentle, soft, respectful. So they got confidence that maybe we can actually brainwash him. See, this is how pure devotees are. They can be so sweet, they can give hope to demons that, you know, that we can control. But they don't know, the demons don't know that pure devotee is controlled by Krishna. You know, demons cannot control pure devotee. So then Shanda and Amarka start second innings. They start teaching Prahlad. And after they teach Prahlad all the subjects, then they take him to mother first. So Prahlad's mother bathes him nicely, washes, dresses him nicely, and they bring him to Hiranyakashipu. The father, he's so happy, embraces his son, kisses him, puts him on his lap, and Hiranyakashipu, tears start gliding from his eyes out of affection. And then he said, "My dear Prahlad, my dear son," this is the second time Hiranyakashipu is asking. "So, what have you learnt from your teachers? Please repeat what you think is best that you have learned." Now, what do you think Prahlad says? Second, it's the second time this is happening. Second incident in a few months. And Prahlad Maharaj says, "Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Pada Sevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam, Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam, Iti Pumsarpita Vishnu, Bhaktischenava Lakshana, Kriyate Bhagavati Adha, Tanmanye Dhitamuttamam." My dear father, Shravanam, Kirtanam, all these things, 9 processes of devotional service you should do and get attached to Krishna. And one who does this, he has acquired perfect knowledge. And Srila Prabhupada writes, generally he writes 1-page purport, 2-page purport. For this shloka, Prabhupada writes 15 pages purport. Why? 15 page purport. So that we read and we and we understand. So now, what do you think? Last time, what was Hiranyakashipu's reaction? He laughed. Now, what do you think was his reaction? Angry. But angry with whom? Not with his son. With the teachers, Shanda and Amarka. Actually, he got very angry with Shanda and Amarka. Actually, he should have been... Ideally, what Hiranyakashipu should have done? Any father, he has some aspiration from, like, you know, when you go to some grihastha's house, 5-year-old child, and when they see brahmacharis or preachers, they think the child should chant Narsingh Aarti in front of the preacher. "Hey, our child has learned Narsingh Aarti. Chant, 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 Prabhuji has come." So this child looked at me, and everybody is there, mother, father, chant Narsingh Aarti. And suddenly, he started shaking his body, lower part of the body, and started singing Ishq, Pyar, something. And I was enjoying it. His parents were so embarrassed.
And then what did they do? They immediately covered it. And they, oh, cute, cute child. And somebody said, cute child. Generally, when a child says something contrary to your expectations, what do you do? Oh, bachcha hai, you don't know better. Cute, cute child. That's what we say, right? Cute. So even Hiranyakashipu could have said, you know, Shanda and Amarka, they're all sitting, they're expecting him to say something about, you know, politics, something about all that. But he's saying about Vishnu. So they could have just said, are pyara bachcha hai, kuch bhi bol raha hai, bak raha hai. Are the whole world is saluting Hiranyakashipu. His own three sons are there. You could have been happy with that, na, ekko chhod do. Bhakti karne do usko. But nahi, wo mera enemy ke baare mein bol raha hai. It's very, he just couldn't handle it. So he looked at Shanda and Amarka and he said, you unqualified, heinous sons of Brahmana, you have disobeyed my order, you have taken side of my enemies, you are teaching this poor innocent boy the most dangerous devotional service. What is this nonsense? So Hiranyakashipu's servants, Shanda and Amarka, they say, oh king, whatever your son is speaking, we have not taught him. He has spontaneous attraction to Vishnu like an iron filing towards a magnet. Therefore, please don't get angry with us. We are sons of Brahmana. We are not responsible for this. So now when Hiranyakashipu understands from the teachers that they are not responsible, then again he looks at Prahlad. This time he is angry with Prahlad. He says, you rascal, most fallen in our family, if you have not received this education from your teachers, who has given you this knowledge? And now, Prahlad has to answer. And what Prahlad Maharaj speaks now, he speaks three verses. First, he is going to tell his father, what is your situation? How lamentable it is. Then second, he is going to tell his father, what is your future? What will happen to you because of this? And then third is going to give solution. Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova Mito Bipadyeta Griha Vrutanam Adanta Gobir Vishatam Tamishram Puna Punascharvita Charvananam. Matirna Krishne, your intelligence, you don't understand Krishna. If you try, you won't understand. By the help of others also, you are not understanding. Adanta Gobir Vishatam Tamishram, though were attached to sense gratification, they wouldn't understand and they chew the sense gratification more and more. Puna punas charvita charvananam. Just imagine a sugar cane, everything is taken, the juice is taken out of it and you chew it, you get nothing. Or to give more graphic example, imagine somebody chews a bubble gum and throws it after chewing it properly, everything, and then it's thrown on the road and somebody goes and picks up that and tries to chew it. Will there be any rasa in it? So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, my dear father, your situation is like that man who is chewing that which is already chewed and which has no taste. And what is the future of such people? Nate vidu swartha gatim mi vishnum durashayaye bairartha manina andaya tande rupaniya manas tepi shatantriyamurudam nibaddha. He says, those who are blind to sense to Krishna consciousness and they're blindly attached to sense gratification, they always follow other blind leaders. And what will happen when a blind man leads another blind man? And imagine a leader is blind, then what will happen to the followers? If a leader promises that, you know, if I become the leader, if I become the king, I will give you gold out of some vegetable. Imagine, or I'll give you, you'll get so many rupees every, just stay at home and you'll get so much money. What will happen to the country? Actually, insecurity, one of the signs of an ineffective leadership is, leadership, when they are attached to sense gratification, they become very insecure. And they will always fear. They'll always act and live in fear. That is what is happening to Hiranyakashipu. I remember 5 years ago, also election time, 2014, we had special Chandan Seva for Gopalji. I remember this incident very clearly. During those days, we were allowed to dress Gopalji in very different ways.
So we had dressed Gopalji with lotus flower garland. Everywhere there was lotus flower that day. Special darshan. And we had put that Kunti Maharani's verse print out, big font. Near Tulsi Maharani we had put that. Namo Pankaja Nabhaya, Namo Pankaja Maline, Namo Pankaja Netraya, Namaste. In English we had typed it. And lotus garland. So one man came after Sunday feast darshan and he was so angry and irritated. And he came and told one of our devotees, yeah, you people are supposed to be spiritual and you are canvassing for BJP. So I said, no, we are not doing, we are just, this is Krishna, glorifying Krishna. No, but you have put all lotus everywhere. I said, no, but Bhagavatam says. Then he said, no, then look at that. Namo Pankaja, namo. He was so angry. So that's materialistic people. Always insecure. So he's saying, Tepisha Tantram Urudam Nibadha. So blind leading the blind. So Hiranyakashipu is an embodiment of a blind leader and blind follower. So now, what is the solution? And this is the most important, where Prahlad Maharaj is giving solution to his father. Neshamatistha Vadurukramandrim Sparshat Anartha Pagamo Yadartha. Just take shelter of a pure devotee of Krishna. Mai Asampada Rajobhishekam Nishkin Chananam Navrinita Yavat. He says, you bathe your body with dust of the lotus feet of devotees. Now, what do you think Hiranyakashipu's response must have been? All this discussion was happening. Where was Prahlad Maharaj seated? On his lap. And when Hiranyakashipu heard this, he threw him off his lap onto the ground. And indignant and angry, his eyes became reddish like molten copper. Hiranyakashipu shouted, "Oh demons, take this boy away. He deserves to be killed. He is the one who has actually killed my brother. He is a servant of Vishnu." And then he looked up to Lord Vishnu. He said, "You are happy with him? He is not following his father. Don't trust him. He will not be your devotee also." And then Hiranyakashipu says, just like when you are diseased, and if your body is poisoned by disease, then you have to amputate a part of the body, otherwise the disease spreads to the whole body. Therefore, we have to kill this boy. He must be killed. And the demons become very happy, because they love to do all these things. So they immediately say, kill him, chop him, beat him, pierce him, and they take Prahlad. And then there is a description about what has happened with Prahlad. They make big elephants go on Prahlad. They put him on a pit of most poisonous snakes. They start doing black magic. They give him poison. They starve him. And they put him under water. Nothing happens to Prahlad. Because who is protecting him? Lord Narasimha Dev. Like in South Africa, that devotee, pastime is that small girl, she was a devotee of Lord Narasimha Dev, and the truck came and hit her on the highway. And just at that moment, she called out Narasimha Dev's name, and Lord Narasimha Dev protected her, because she fell on the side of the road. And when they took her to the hospital, no injury, no breaking of bones, nothing, but only marks on her, the spot, where the point where Lord had lifted her. Narasimha Dev's nails marks were there. But remember, I said, when we read and hear these miracle pastimes, we should not forget the first 10 minutes of our class also. Hiranyakashipu, when he gets this report that nothing is happening, they are trying to kill him. So Hiranyakashipu thought that, oh, I think he cannot be killed. This Prahlad is like a dog's tail that cannot be straightened. And I'm not able to kill him. How come? I think he will kill me now. Maybe he will not kill me. So Hiranyakashipu starts panicking. And then he becomes morose and depressed. Oh, this boy, what to do? Then Shanda and Amarka, they have confidence still. They say, our guru Shukracharya is going to come back in a few days. And then we'll engage him in menial service of our guru. Then his heart will change and he will become proper. Because by guru's seva, you get good qualities. So give us one more chance. So look at the hope they have. So then they take him. So like this, we are going a little forward. And now, Shanda and Amarka take him to the school again. And this time what Prahlad does is very special. Can you guess what he must have done? Till now he was doing bhakti alone. But now he starts preaching. What must be this Hiranyakashipu's reaction? Now it's important to see what Prahlad does in school, because these prayers are very nice actually. These instructions that he gives. So what happens? Shanda and Amarka go during the break. So Prahlad is alone with his friends. And he tells them, come on, come on, don't play. Listen to what I am saying. Kaumara macharet pragyo dharman bhagavatamya durlabam manusham janma tadap adruvam artadam. Human life is rare. Take shelter of Krishna. Do devotional service. For the children are surprised. Devotional service, but Lord Vishnu is our enemy. And immediately Prahlad says, no. Yatai purushasyeha Vishnu padopasarpanam yadesha sarva bhutanam priya atmeshvara suhurt. He is our best friend. Lord Vishnu is our priya atmeshvara. He is the Lord of our heart. For he is convincing the children. And the children say, wow, Vishnu is our best friend. But we can do devotional service later on. No, now is the time to enjoy. Then Prahlad says, no. Sukam indriyakam deitya deya yogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate deva yata dukkam ayatnatare. Sense gratification is available even to animals. Forget sense gratification. We are lost in this material world. Take shelter of Krishna. This is a devotee's preaching. He saw an opportunity, he started preaching. Like once one man came to our temple. He was very disturbed because his friend, his brother had ran away or something had happened. He had joined ISKCON. Somewhere he had gone. So he came and Krishnanand Prabhu was sitting here. So he came to Krishnanand Prabhu. Krishnanand Prabhu said, what happened? Who are you? He said, I'm very disturbed. What happened? My brother is lost. My brother is lost and we are searching for him. Has he come here? We are coming to look for him. So Krishnanand Prabhu said, really? Do you know? You are also lost. So this man said, what? So then Krishnanand Prabhu said, do you know the goal of life? He said, goal of life? Sit, I'll tell you. So then he preached to him. And that man went on to become a devotee. He is Sundarananda Prabhu, one of our congregation devotees. So power of Prahlad Maharaj's followers. Prahlad Maharaj says, na tata vindate kshemam mukundam charanambujam. So if a pure devotee has taken shelter of Mukunda, then nothing can stop him from giving Krishna. So like that. And then Prahlad says, see, half our time goes in sleeping. So if you have 100 years of lifespan, 50 years is wasted. Then another half of that is gone in sense gratification. Another half is gone in going to work, coming back to work. Another half is gone in family functions. So ultimately very little time is left. When Sachinandan Maharaj came here and gave Sunday feast class, he made our Valmiki Muni Prabhu, who was sitting in the last, he made him stand. He was 92 years old, Valmiki Muni Prabhu. And then there was one small girl, I think 4 year old. So that girl was standing on that corner and Valmiki Muni Prabhu was there. And he said, this girl is 3 years old and Valmiki Muni Prabhu is 92 years old. This is our lifespan. And then Maharaj had carried in his bag one special cloth, paper cloth, made of paper. It was little, it was very long. So he gave one end to that girl and the other end to Valmiki Muni Prabhu. So they were standing. So then Maharaj said, this is our lifespan. And then Maharaj opened his bag and he had another thing, not only the cloth, he also had big scissors. And he came with the scissors and he read this verse. And he said, so Prahlad Maharaj says, 50% life is gone. So then he went to the middle of that cloth and he cut it. And then he made them come closer. Then he said, another 50% is gone, Prahlad Maharaj says, because of all that. And like that, ultimately only this much cloth was left. But then Maharaj said, see, we had such a big cloth, only this much is left. So this is how he is a very nice teacher, Maharaj, Sachinandan Maharaj. He was making the point how we are wasting our time if you are not doing bhakti. And all the children are impressed. I am going fast forward now. And so many beautiful prayers, I request you. You can read it, chapter 6 of 7th canto. And such beautiful prayers. And the children ask, Prahlad, what fantastic instructions. Where did you learn all this? Who taught you all this? And then Prahlad says, who taught him? He says, when I was in the womb of my mother, Kayadu, Narad Muni gave instructions to my mother. She heard, but then she fell asleep. But I kept hearing and I remember everything. So then he remembers all this. And then I'm again going to the next chapter. And then all the children, what they start doing? They start chanting with Prahlad. And they start doing kirtan. And what do you think Shanda and Amarka must have felt? This time they drag Prahlad directly to Hiranyakashipu. And when Hiranyakashipu understands the situation, till now he was disturbed because my son is becoming a devotee of Vishnu. But now you think what this disturbance must have been? You can imagine how intense it must be. Like, you know, one in our neighboring country, the not so famous. So there, one young boy is a fan of Virat Kohli. So he became so happy when India won some match that he started waving Indian flag. 13-year-old boy, bechara, he started waving Indian flag. It became a big issue in Pakistan. He was arrested, put in jail, a lot of interrogation. And everybody was on uproar. How can you be? It's a game of cricket. So if you love some other enemy, it's still okay. But if you start preaching, and if you start telling others, this is better. This Lord Vishnu is the best. Take shelter of Vishnu. So Hiranyakashipu is going wild. He started trembling like a snake that has been trampled. And then he starts hissing. And then he looks at his son. And Prahlad is standing with folded hands. And with crooked eyes, Hiranyakashipu says the following words, which is very interesting. Please listen to this carefully. Shri Hiranyakashipur Uvacha. Shukdev Goswami says, Shri Hiranyakashipu said, E durvinita mandatman kulabeda karadama stabdamma shasanodvrittam neshetvadya yamakshayam. E durvinita, you most arrogant, impudent child. Mandatma, you stupid fool. Kulabeda, the most abominable in our family. Stabdam, stabdam means most stubborn. Mas shasanodvrittam, refusing to obey my order. Neshetvadya yamaksham, I'll send you to Yamraj. So basically he is hurling abuses at his son. But our Vaishnava Acharyas, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he says, actually Hiranyakashipu is glorifying his son. Because durvinita means not simply impudent, it also means you are specially brought to material world from spiritual world. And mandatman means not a stupid fool. Mandatman means who is a guide to stupid fools. And kulabeda karadama means by your guidance, all those people who are born in low families, they will get deliverance. And stubborn means you are stubborn and you refuse demoniac instructions. Like that. And when Hiranyakashipu is saying, I will send you to Yamaraj, so Vaishnava Chakravarti Thakur translates it says, by your power, people will be delivered from Yamaraj. So this is the Saragrahi Vaishnava, he glorifies like that. But then Hiranyakashipu says, you rascal, don't you know when I move my eyebrows, all the universe trembles? And who has given you this power? Where did you get this power to disobey me? Where is your power coming from? And Prahlad Maharaj says, my dear father, the source of my strength is the same as the source of your strength. The same Lord is the best of all personalities. He is beyond the modes of nature. By his power, the cosmic manifestation is created. My dear father, please give up your anger. You have no enemy except your uncontrolled and misguided mind. Please understand that Lord Vishnu is our friend. In former times, there were many fools like you who, instead of conquering the six enemies within, thought their enemies outside. So like this, he starts instructing his father. And Hiranyakashipu says, you rascal, you think you can minimize my value? You are teaching me to control senses? I will stop forever your nonsense talk. This is what happens. See, that Prabhupada also said, when demoniac people are given good instructions, they sometimes become more demoniac. Payopanam bhujanganam kevalam vishavardhanam. Upadeshoi murkhanam prakopayana shante. Like once some birds told the monkey, The monkey was getting wet in the rain. Itopadesha says this. The bird said, "Oh monkey, you are getting wet in the rain. Look at us, we are in the nest, covered. We are so happy. You also make a house for yourself." Monkey got very angry. "You are telling me? We went up and destroyed the nest." So, this is Upadeshoi Murkhanam Prakopayana Shante. Because it is like feeding milk to the snake. Payopanam Bhujanganam. It doesn't help. So then, Hiranyakashipu says, "Oh most unfortunate Prahlad. So your God is everywhere, Vishnu is everywhere, is he in this pillar? Because you are speaking so much nonsense," because Prahlad affirms, "Yes, he is in the pillar." Hiranyakashipu says, "Today I will prove to you, I will kill you." So he picks up the sword, he gets up from his throne and he picks up the sword and he says, "Today I will show that there is no God in this pillar." And he hits the pillar and the sound is so loud. And when he hits his fist against the column, the sound is so loud that people start thinking that our planets are going to be destroyed now. But the second sound comes. First is Hiranyakashipu hitting the column, but then a sound from within the pillar, a roaring sound comes. I can't imitate that, but it comes up. And everybody is wondering, where is this sound coming from? Nobody is able to trace the origin. And that is the roaring of Narasimhadev. One lecture, Srila Prabhupada says, when Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad, "Is your Lord in this pillar?" Prahlad looked at the pillar and looked up and he saw Lord Narasimhadev sitting on top of the pillar. And Lord Narasimhadev winked at Prahlad. Prabhupada says, he winked like this. So then Prahlad smiled and then Prahlad looked at his father and said, "Yes, my Lord is in the pillar." Prabhupada is very rasika in this. But then that pillar, there is a huge sound and the pillar cracks open. Satyam vidatum nijabritya bhashitam vyaptim chabuteshu akileshu chatmana adrishyatayad butarupam udvahan stambe sabayam namrgam namanusham. To prove the statement of Prahlad right, true, the Lord appeared in the assembly hall from the pillar. And this form was adbhuta, never seen before. Half man, na mrigam na manusham. Half man, half land. Most wonderful form he appeared. And Hiranyakashipu was astonished to see this form. Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki. So Narasimhadev appears actually in the afternoon. And they keep fighting till evening. So evening when we do Abhishek, that we do Abhishek in remembrance of disappearance of Hiranyakashipu. And of course, appearance of Lord Narasimhadev. But Lord appears now and then he starts fighting. And Hiranyakashipu starts wondering who is this form. And the form is described very beautifully, that how Lord's form resembled molten gold, his shining mane expanded the dimension of his face. His ears were erect, his razor sharp tongue which moved like a dwelling sword. And his nostrils and mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His hairs were standing. So Hiranyakashipu murmured to himself, "This is Vishnu. I will kill him." But just like a small insect falls into a fire, Hiranyakashipu was being devoured by Lord Narasimhadev. But Lord Narasimhadev would release him in between, just to give him hope. Lord was playing with him. And then, as the play went on for some time, Lord was releasing him and Hiranyakashipu was getting confidence, beech mein, ki I can win. And all this battle was being watched by the devatas upstairs in the clouds. They were all watching. Wow, what a fight. And in between, Hiranyakashipu would look up and they got scared. The devatas started hiding behind the clouds. They thought, kahin bach gaya to, baad mein. So he thought the devatas were trying to hide. So then finally, at the right time, what did Lord do? Killed him by putting him on his lap. So this is a very beautifully explanation given. Then Hiranyakashipu started realizing, oh, this is not inside the house, not outside the house. Just at the doorstep. And it was not daytime or nighttime because it was just sunset. So like that the Lord adjusted everything. And the Lord was not human, not animal. And he used this nails. Nails is not living or dead. It grows actually. But the doctors call it as a vestigial organ. So like that, he did perfect open heart surgery. Killed Hiranyakashipu. And then there was nobody there to glorify the Lord and put garland. So he took the intestines of Hiranyakashipu and put it as a garland on himself. And Hiranyakashipu soldiers attacked Lord Narasimhadev. Lord Narasimhadev easily killed them. So this is how the Lord appeared. Actually, just like we have Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan giving purports. In Sri Vaishnav, they have, you know, Pillai Lokacharya, Vedanta Deshika. So one of the acharyas gives very nice purport that Ravan and Sita, when Ravan was angry, when Ravan had brought Sita to Lanka, see, the point of how this Lord Narasimhadev's form is so special to explain this, we can understand from Ravana's and Sita's interaction in Lanka. So Mother Sita, whenever Ravana would come to see Mother Sita, she would pick up a straw and she would not allow him to come close. So when Ravana asked about it, Sita said, this is maryada, etiquette. Because I am not your wife, there has to be distance. So that straw was for that. Then Mother Sita says that actually all your wealth, position, power, luxury, opulence that you are going to offer me, that is insignificant like this straw. And then she says, not only your opulences, you yourself are insignificant like this straw. And then the fourth reason she says, why I am holding this straw, is because dharmena hina pashubir samanam. When you don't have dharma, you are like an animal. An animal eats straw. So take this like that. You are an animal. And then she says, finally when my Lord Ram comes here, he will destroy entire Lanka. And you will have no palace to stay. You will have to stay in a house made of straw. Then Ravana laughs. Ravana says, oh, Ram cannot come to Lanka. I have made such a fortress here. And that time Sita shows this straw again. And she says, my Lord has come from a pillar. He can also come from this straw. Then what did Ravana say? For that you have to read Ramayana. Today is Narasingha Chaturdashi. So Lord killed Hiranyakashipu, and then he did something very fascinating, very amazing. You know what Lord did? And this is one of the most sweetest purports, beautiful purports in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's purport. Lord went and sat in Hiranyakashipu's throne. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Lord doesn't accept if you don't give. And you can't give jhuta to Lord. Like when you give something to Lord, you give new. And you give it with devotion. Then only Lord accepts. But here Lord has accepted Hiranyakashipu's throne and he's sitting on it. First of all, it was not offered by Hiranyakashipu. Secondly, it was used by Hiranyakashipu. How can Lord sit on that? Prabhupada raises this question in the purport. Then he says, Lord still sat on that because he knew that this Hiranyakashipu is my old devotee, Jai. And then Srila Prabhupada ends this purport by saying, we should understand that a devotee is fortunate in any condition of his life. Means Krishna will never forget the bhakti, the devotional service that a devotee has done. So the Lord in that anger remembered, ye bechara mera jai hai, dost, mera servant. So the Lord took note of his devotional service and reciprocated and accepted an offering which he didn't give. Such a sweet pastime like this. And then what happened? Then the Lord started roaring and ferocious. So all the devatas try to please. And the whole chapter is on prayers offered by Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Siddhas, Vidyadhara Lokas, the Maruts, the Nagalokas, the Vetalas, Kimpurushas, Yakshas, Charanas, Gandharvas. Lord is not pleased. They are offering beautiful prayers. Lord continues to roar. He is very angry. Finally, Brahmaji tells Prahlad, see, all this happened because of you. So you go ahead. Actually, this Lord's anger, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, Lord behaved like this to glorify Prahlad. Devotee always glorifies Lord, right? But Lord also glorifies devotee like this, so that everybody knows that. See, Lord glorified Bhishma also. When he could, Lord could not convince Yudhishthir. But he made arrangement so that Bhishma can convince. Like that. So Lord wants to glorify Prahlad. And then it says that this form even Lakshmiji had not seen. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, does that mean Lakshmiji's form is not eternal? No, it's eternal form. But Narasimhadev, Lakshmiji had not seen this unapproachability aspect of Lord. Lord had become so unapproachable. That aspect Lakshmiji had not seen. For like this, then Prahlad, fearless, he comes in front. He has nothing to fear. He loves the Lord. He comes in front. And Lord, in that anger, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, one eye, two eyes, no, beautiful eyes. One eye was angry, but the other eye was casting loving glance on Prahlad. Only Lord can do that. Even in that Kamsa's wrestling arena, Malla Naam, that verse, where Lord reciprocated with different devotees differently. So then, there's a beautiful prayers. Now we don't have time. I have to end. I'll just take one first prayer. Is that okay? We'll just take the first prayer. 9th and 10th chapter is full of prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. That's why one year when I was told to give Narasimha Chaturdashi festival class, I said every year we hear the pastor and this. So I began with only the prayers. That itself took 2.5 hours, and that too we covered only 15 prayers. There are 55 plus 70 verses. How many? That is 130, 55 and 70. 125 verses are there. So we'll just take the first prayer which Prahlad offers. Now everybody is fearful. Prahlad comes in front of the Lord. He offers beautiful prayer. And the first one he says, Brahmadayo suragana munayo tasiddha satvai katana gatayo vachasam pravahai naraditum purugune raduna pipipru kintoshtu marhati same harirugrajate. He says, my dear Lord, Brahma, all the devtas, they are your servants and they are unable to pacify you. I am Ugrajati, I am Asura, I am the most low-born. I am not qualified to come in front of you. What to speak of offering prayers to you? Prahlad doesn't feel that I did it. I pacified the Lord. Because Lord becomes so happy seeing Prahlad. Lord picks up Prahlad, Lord licks him just like a lion would lick the cub. In that form, the Lord expresses deep affection for Prahlad. But Prahlad Maharaj's prayers contain humility, gratitude and forgiveness. Generally we are humble when we are failing or when we are down. When we are successful, it's very difficult to be humble. We are like ek nasha rehta hai wo. But if you see the best prayers in Bhagavatam are by the devotees when they attained success. Like Kunti, after they won the Mahabharata war, Kunti is offering the most intense prayers to Krishna. Like we will chant Narasingharati, but before we leave for a place, if you are going on a long journey, we chant intensely. Once we reach, we forget Narasingdev. Isn't it? That is our unfortunate situation. But pure devotees, they always remember Krishna. That's why he is able to offer the best prayers. And in this prayer, Prabhupada writes purport on humility. Prabhupada says, unless one is meek and humble, Prahlad Maharaj is teaching us through his example, that unless one is meek and humble, it's to make progress in spiritual life is very difficult. So then Lord, then he offers many more prayers. Actually, I'm actually going forward. Now there is one prayer where, you know, after all these prayers, Lord Narasimhadev says, Prahlad, I'm so happy with you. Ask for any benediction. Now, then Prahlad starts second set of prayers. When Lord says, you ask for benediction. And that time, Prahlad says, my dear Lord, don't tempt me. I am not doing business dealing with you. I don't want anything from you. So like this, he says, I don't want anything. There is a nice verse. He says, Raja Sevakayo Riva, you are my eternal master, I am your eternal servant. I want nothing but only to serve you. And if at all you want to give me something, Yadi Dasyasi Me Kaman Varamstum Varadarshaba Kamanam Radhya Samroham Bhavatastu Vrinevaram. If at all you want to give me something, see that all the material desires from my heart go away. The Lord becomes so happy. Lord says, Prahlad, I insist. You have to accept a benediction. Please accept some benediction. Then Prahlad says, okay, if at all you want to give me something, then in the prayer he says that you forgive my father. And he remembers and he tells the Lord that my father embraced me with love and tears came from his eyes when he embraced me with love. This happened only once. He was demoniac, but one good quality he picked up. In our dealings with Vaishnavas, somebody behaves with us nice all the time, but once he must have done some bad behavior, we pick up only that. We don't realize that he is also struggling with his anarthas. Sometimes people do wrong with us because they also have anarthas. But that we blow out of proportion. But Prahlad is saying, overlooking all the faults, and he glorifies. And then Lord Narasimha is so pleased with him. Lord Narasimha says, are you 10 to 1 generations? Everybody is delivered. And then Lord says this verse which we took today for the class, that you rule and you practice devotional service. And then before leaving, Lord again chastises Brahma. Don't give benedictions like this. It is so difficult. So he says, you are offering, feeding milk milk and nourishment to the snakes. Like that, he chastises Brahma. But after chastising Brahma, Lord leaves. But Prahlad Maharaj doesn't think that I am the best, I am the most special devotee, no devtas could satisfy the Lord. He immediately falls at the feet of Brahma. Tatasam pujya shirasa vavande parameshthinam bhavam prajapatin devan prahallado bhagavat kala. He says, you are my master. He accepts the authority of the devtas headed by Brahmaji. He doesn't think I am special, I am better than everyone like that. See, this is the Srimad Bhagavatam's speciality. Srimad Bhagavatam's speciality is Srimad Bhagavatam reveals to us the real heroes. See, this pastime of Narasimhadev is there in other Puranas also. Vritrasura pastime you will find in everywhere in the Vedic literatures. In Rigveda also it is mentioned. But everywhere, who is the hero? Indra. Bhagavatam, who is the hero? When you read Bhagavatam, same pastime, suddenly you realize, who is the hero? Vritrasura. This is the speciality of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in fact, there Prabhupada writes, Vritrasura is Sura and Indra is Asura. And the prayers, if you see, Vritrasura saying, Aham Arer Tava Padeikam Dasanu Dasa, the prayers are considered as Chaturshloki Bhagavat. Same thing with Narasimhadev. Narasimhadev is a hero in all Puranas, whenever this pastime is mentioned. But in Bhagavatam, who becomes the hero? Prahlad. Bhishma is not glorified anywhere except you see in Bhagavatam. Kunti's prayer, when I remember first time I gave teachings of Queen Kunti, a gift to my father. I went home, I said, this is a book from ISKCON, I went. My father said, Kunti, she gives teachings. My father knows Mahabharata very well, but he was surprised. Because this is Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam reveals the devotional aspect. What is really valuable, that is there in Srimad Bhagavatam. So like that, beautiful verses. And in the next prayer he says, you may have all the qualities, but without bhakti, we cannot please Krishna. Finally, I'll take one more last prayer. He said, I'm not afraid of your form, naham bibe majitate bhayanakasya. I'm not afraid of all this, but I'm afraid of baddhasva karma bir. I'm afraid of material existence. I'm afraid of suffering and birth and death. And then he says, what I want. You know, in one of the prayers, he's also asking for benediction. Soham priyasya suhrda paradevataya leela kata stavanarasim avirinchi gita anjastitarm anugrunan gunavipramukto durganite padayuga laya hamsa sangha. Give me association of swan-like devotees. And in their association, leela kata tavanarasim avirinchi gita. I want to hear your pastimes as spoken by my master Brahmaji. He doesn't forget, he doesn't create his own parampara. He says, Brahmaji, I will accept as authority and I will follow and I want to serve you. Balasya neha sharanam pitarau narsimha nartasya chagadamudanvati majjato nau taptasya tat pratividhiryai anjaseshthas tavad vibhotanubhritam tvadupekshitanam. A child cannot be protected by parents, my dear Lord, if you don't decide to give protection to the child. A doctor cannot protect the patient if you don't agree. And a boat cannot take us across the ocean if you don't give permission. So like that, he offers beautiful prayers. This entire 9th chapter is that, and the 10th chapter also. And now, coming to the conclusion, just I would like to end the discussion today by understanding Srila Prabhupada. How Radha Gopinath Prabhu mentioned last year, very beautiful point, his realization, I would like to repeat it here, which touched my heart also. He said, we can understand Narasimhadev Leela by seeing Srila Prabhupada's life. He said, Srila Prabhupada, just like Prahlad Maharaj got instructions when he was in the womb of his mother. So Radha Gopinath Prabhu said that Srila Prabhupada got instructions to preach Krishna consciousness even before he got initiated. Just in his first meeting only he got the instruction to preach the Krishna consciousness message. And then Prahlad walked and sat in Hiranyakashipu's lap. He was the only devotee. So he said, similarly, Srila Prabhupada walked into Bauri, sitting in that Tompkins Square Park, going to New York was sitting in the lap of Hiranyakashipu. And he is the only devotee there. What fearlessness. And he had the courage, just like Prahlad said, Tat sadhu manye asuravarya dehinam, best of demons. Similarly, Prabhupada in New York had the courage to say, you fools and rascals, take shelter of Krishna. And just like Prahlad was fragile, 5-year-old boy, Prabhupada was 70-year-old, body is fragile, you are old. But Srila Prabhupada was fearless. And just like Prahlad did kirtan with his friends, Srila Prabhupada did kirtan in Tompkins Square Park. And just like Prabhupada Chanda and Amarka, Prabhupada, all the rascal scientists and philosophers who Prabhupada would call. And Narsingadev appeared, just like he appeared from a pillar for Prahlad, Kali Kale, Naam Rupe Krishna Avatar. Lord Narsimhadev has appeared. Srila Prabhupada writes in the 10th canto purport that Krishna has descended in the Krishna consciousness movement. In our movement, Krishna has descended. So the holy name resolves all paradoxes. Lord Narsimhadev's Tava Kara Kamala, soft lotus hand, but it's also at the same time Shila Tankana Kala. It's like piercing thunderbolt. Similarly, holy name is soft, lotus-like, because it gives us shelter. It gives us relief from suffering. But the same holy name will become like thunderbolt when dealing with our anarthas and will destroy our anarthas. And Srila Prabhupada was also blessed. Like Narasimhadev told Prahlad that for one manvantara, you have to rule. That is 43 lakhs, so many thousands of years. So Prabhupada also said, for the next 10,000 years, Krishna consciousness movement will flourish. So Srila Prabhupada is that Acharya. Gauranga Prabhu in last year's class, he said, when you make a rose garland, the beautiful soft petals, and you want to make that garland, you need the thread to go through. But the thread can't go on its own. You need a needle to pierce first. So this beautiful garland that is offered to Krishna, which Srila Prabhupada was like the needle, he is the one who entered first. And he quoted a Vaishnava Acharya who says that the four sampradayas, paramparas are like a bow with four bends. The four has four places it is bent. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the string of that bow. And the six Goswamis, they are like the feather of the arrow. And Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur is the shaft of that arrow. And Srila Prabhupada is the tip of that arrow, which has crossed the layers of material existence. And he has given us this Prabhupada, you know, in Mayapur, Gaur Purnima time, he is giving Prahlad Maharaj teaching lectures. Srila Prabhupada, one of the favorite sections, so many times he has quoted this, Komaram Acharit Pragyu. And all those lectures have been compiled into a book, Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. These are some of the, and Prabhupada has quoted these prayers and teachings of Prahlad Maharaj and prayers of Prahlad Maharaj many times. In fact, Srila Prabhupada quotes one of his prayers of Prahlad Maharaj in his bhajan, which he wrote on Jalduta. Where evam janam nipatitam prabhava hi kupe, he is remembering this, like Prahlad is remembering Guru Maharaj, is Narad Muni, Prabhupada remembers his spiritual master. So Prahlad Maharaj will conclude today's class by remembering Prahlad Maharaj is the most special devotee, because he never, despite remembering Lord Narasimhadev, always praying to Lord Narasimhadev, he never considered himself as a great devotee. Brihat Bhagavatamrita, I would like to end with this. Brihat Bhagavatamrita says, Narad Muni came to Prahlad and said, Prahlad, you are the greatest devotee. The Guru is telling disciple, you are the best devotee because Lord appeared to for you. This verse he quotes, Satyam Vidatum, which we quoted just now. So you are the one for whom the Lord appeared. And you know what Prahlad does? We can't go into details now. He gives systematic refutation of that argument by his Guru. He says, Lord did not come because for me. He says, Lord appeared to protect the devatas. They were all disturbed. So Lord came to reciprocate with their love. And the second reason why Lord came is because he wanted to protect his own two Vaikuntha devotees. He was feeling separation from Jaya and Vijay. So for them he came. And actually he came to fulfill the words of four Kumaras who cursed that they will be killed by the Lord. So to prove their words true, they came. And not only that, Lord Narasimhadev came to prove Brahmaji's words true.
not for me. And he actually came to prove your words true. Because when I was in the womb of my mother and the devatas came to kill my mother, you told them that you cannot kill this child because this child is a devotee of Krishna. So because you said you cannot kill this child, so to prove that statement of yours true, Lord Narasimhadev appeared. So like that he gives systematic arguments. And then he says, actually the Lord appeared to prove the words of Hiranyakashipu right. Because he said, my father said, when I was angry, he said, oh, I am not able to kill this child, maybe he will kill me, maybe he will be the cause of my death. So to make that statement true, the Lord appeared, not because of me. He just refuses to take credit. And then finally he says, actually he appeared because he himself has said, Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. So he has come to prove his own words true. And finally he came because he wants to prove that anybody who practices pure devotional service, even if it is an asura like me, pure devotional service is so powerful. So to prove the glory of pure devotional service, he has appeared. So let us remember Prahlad Maharaj today, his simplicity, his faith. Actually what we need on such special days is the gift of simple faith. That is what we need, like Prahlad. I remember I saw a glimpse of this once when we went to Yatra to South India in 1999. We were going to Narasimha Kshetra. We went to Mangalagiri, where there is Pana Narasimha Diti. And Brahmacharis were there, Gaurang Prabhu, Govind Prabhu, myself, all of us, Madan Gopal Prabhu. We were with Maharaj, and Maharaj was going ahead. And a few group of devotees. And when we went to Mangalagiri, we were the first ones to reach that hill. The Diti is on the hilltop. And Lord Narasimhadev has a big mouth. And the open mouth, wide open. And the Panaka, the jaggery water is fed into Lord Narasimhadev's mouth. And whenever you feed, the Lord accepts only half. And after half is poured, immediately Lord starts making sound. So then you get an indication that Lord has accepted your offering, the remaining is prasad. So it's a very, very mystical place. So for thousands of years, devotees come and offer jaggery water to Lord Narasimhadev's mouth. Half. And there is not a single ant anywhere. So much of jaggery water, so much of water is spilled and jaggery, but Lord Narasimhadev's mystical pastime. So we are all there. And we were using our logical brain to understand this whole pastime. Because so much water is, jaggery water is being put now to Lord Narasimhadev. So when we were sitting and waiting for devotees to take darshan, so Gaurang Prabhu on behalf of all of us, he told Maharaj, Lord Narasimhadev is drinking all this panaka. Where does it go? So Maharaj said, Lord Narasimhadev drinks it. That is true, Maharaj, but is there a pipe or some canal system? Or what is the water? Where does it, we were using our logic, our thinking. And he explained very logically, he asked. And Maharaj said, yes, Lord Narasimhadev drinks it. And again, and we were all wanting to know, is there some system must be there? Because so much water is there, where does it go? Then again he asked. And then again Maharaj, very simply, Lord drinks it. And then going prophet, are samjho abhi kya bol rahe Maharaj? Don't ask again. So then we all understood that, there is a different thing needed now to appreciate and understand the Lord. Not simply logic, intelligence. So we need this simplicity, we need this faith. And if we have that, then we can actually see, if we carry pride in our heart, and we may preach, but we can see that we generally preach, we can give what we have. We can't give, but if you're genuinely humble and imbibe the mood of Prahlad, we can actually give even that what we don't have. Like we may not have pure bhakti, we may not have Krishna consciousness, the purest sense. But if you are genuinely humble, we can actually give to people even that which we don't have. So pride is what clogs it. Pride is what stops the flow of mercy of the parampara to the conditioned soul. But on this most auspicious occasion, let us remember the wonderful qualities of Srila Prabhupada and Prahlad Maharaj. And pray and hope that we can become free of offensive nature. And also thank the Lord for all the protection and all the blessings He has showered upon us unlimitedly for so many lifetimes. And has finally brought us to the shelter of wonderful Vaishnavas, with whose help we can now end our material existence forever. But let us never forget what we heard in the first 10 minutes of the class about the need to practice our duties responsibly while living in this world, like the Lord instructed Prahlad Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Narasimhadev Bhagavan ki jai. Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. There's one announcement from the BTG department. Today is the last day of BTG Back to Godhead subscription marathon. So to avail of the discount offer of Rs. 250 only for annual subscription, kindly contact BTG stall downstairs. Hare Krishna.